Let's take a minute for some of your thoughts. Many of you weighing in on the question of whether hoodies, like the one worn by shooting victim Trayvon Martin, make young black men targets. One listener at hereandnow.org writes, "Yes, I hope other kids take this as a warning to dress appropriately." But on our Facebook page, Clinton Tribble writes, "How ridiculous the focus of this heinous injustice is being put on a garment when the true focus should be putting the shooter in a prison jumpsuit." Yesterday's conversation with George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley got a lot of response. He agreed with the criticism that the president's Solicitor General, Donald Varelli, did a bad job representing the government's case for health reform at the Supreme Court this week. Lynn Branscombe writes, "I'm not surprised. That's the whole point. The government can't mandate citizens to purchase health care." But Cynthia Munley thinks the law doesn't go far enough. She wants single-payer and writes, "Why should Americans be forced to subsidize private for-profit health care providers who are taking a large margin for their own profits?" And Lisa Pierce was one of many listeners to make this point. Isn't requiring everyone to pay for health insurance, whether they use it or not, and who can get away with that for their entire life, the same as my having to pay taxes to support schools for other people's children when I have none myself? Food for thought. Well, we also spoke recently with Principal Patrick Larkin of Burlington High School here in Massachusetts. They've given every student an iPad and they're phasing out books. The principal says kids guided by teachers can do their own research on the internet.
I think the learner should frame the coursework, especially at the high school level, the teachers and in some cases the students. If the overarching topic is made clear, why can't the students go off and search for relevant information?
Well, we got a lot of response, much positive, but Barry Goetz, a sociology professor at Western Michigan University, is worried about accuracy online. He writes, "The single biggest problem I have with my students is that they don't read, and what they do read, they expect to be short and with little complexity. So iPads, fine, but what kind of materials do they get off that iPad?" The conversation continues online, where we're also still hearing about the Hunger Games. The soundtrack for the film is topping the Billboard's album chart. It features Taylor Swift, Maroon 5, and Arcade Fire with this song, Abraham's Daughter. The movie features an apocalyptic reality show in which children fight to the death. Nathan Pierce writes, "I just got back from seeing it with my 10-year-old and his 9-year-old friend. Far from desensitizing, this movie teaches the harsh and unforgiving consequence of violence." Well, leave your comments on anything at hereandnow.org. From there, you can navigate to Facebook, Twitter, email, do it all. Back in 1 minute, Here and Now.